Our Father, we will continue our thanksgiving for thy beloved Son and for the occasion that finds us gathered here even this afternoon. Father, we acknowledge thy loving kindness, thy faithfulness, thy care to thy people. As we've seen thee work over many years, souls being saved, souls being taught, souls being gathered under the name of thy Son. Father, we thank thee for what thou hast done. And again, we just remind our hearts, if not for thy faithfulness, if not for thy grace, if not for thy love, if not for thy mercy, there would be no assembly in Jackson. But Father, we thank thee afresh for what thou hast done. We thank thee for each believer that forms a part of this fellowship, even looking back and raising up gift among us. Father, we thank thee for, again, the gift that thou hast given to thy people here. And even as we consider thy care for us these many years, we think of those that have already passed on to glory. Father, we thank thee. The remembrance of our brethren and sisters is sweet as we consider their work that is now finished. And for those of us that are still in the body, Father, we just pray that our lives would be that which would bring glory and honor to thy Son.
Amen.
We think of these upcoming gospel meetings, and we thank thee for the exercise of our brethren to have them. And Father, we just pray that thou wouldst be working already in hearts, that there might be an ingathering of souls, again, for the glory and honor alone of thy Son. Father, we thank thee for thy care. We thank thee for what thou hast done. And we just pray that our hearts and our appreciation for thy blessing here might arise as a sweet savor unto thyself. Father, we thank thee again for each one here gathered with us to enjoy the celebration of thy faithfulness. And we just pray that all that is done this afternoon would be for the praise, glory, and honor alone of thy beloved Son. We give thanks in his worthy and precious name.
Amen. Amen.